McAllister's named to American Farm Bureau Young Farmer Committee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Greene County beef cattle farmers Jimmy and Lydia McAllister have recently been appointed to the American Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee.
We've been looking forward to it for a long time now, and we're real excited to be on the committee and looking forward to the people we'll meet and expanding our leadership capabilities and continuing to be a voice for agriculture in our community and state, and now for the nation.
The AFBF YF&R committee is comprised of 16 positions representing the whole country, and members are responsible for program planning all of the YF&R competitive events and conferences held throughout the year. McAllister credits the Tennessee Young Farmer Program with shaping him into the leader he is today.
We've met a lot of great friends that will be lifelong friends, I'm sure, through the program. I've learned a lot of things and have been exposed to a lot of agriculture type stuff across the country that we may have never knew about or seen if not being in the Young Farmers and Ranchers. But most of all, we've learned about Farm Bureau and what it does, you know, the work that goes on to help spread the word of agriculture and, you know, explain to other people in our country who are not involved with agriculture what we do and what it's all about.
It is a year-long commitment, and McAllister says he's looking forward to the new challenge.
I don't know which we're looking forward to the most. You know, I love meeting new people, and we'll be able to learn a lot about advocating for agriculture and leadership type situations. One of the first things we do on committee is 4-day orientation in Washington, D.C., where we'll get to spend some time at the AFBF headquarters and learn some new things and meet some new people.
Our congratulations to the McAllisters. Tennessee Farm Bureau is proud of its Young Farmer Program and the leaders it produces for agriculture. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.